reached out to Clyde Boatwright, Sergeant Clyde Boatwright. We've had him on the show before. And we wanted him to come on just to give us a little insight, because this entire week we've been talking about being black in the blue. This is a title that one of our callers kind of put on our segments, right? Being black. Black police officers have been calling the show all week, talking about what it's like to be a police officer, having to deal with the internal issues around race, that it is difficult to speak up, and that when you do speak up, you get iced out. That you see that happening in front of him. We've had tons of police officers call anonymously this week to talk about how difficult it is to be a black person who is a police officer, and these issues are happening with your fellow cops, and it's sometimes difficult to speak up because there is a line even within the police department. Sergeant Clyde Boatwright, president of the Maryland State Fraternal Order of Police, and the local president for Baltimore City School Police Union, put a piece out where he said that Maryland State Police Union, our profession is in trouble because veteran police officers are voting with their feet. They are leaving. They're leaving in droves. And so we're trying to see the connections with this between what is happening in policing in this country right now, because there is a lot of criticism about the field of policing and the ways in which black and brown communities are policed. Sergeant Boatwright, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. K. Thank you for having me on, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Good afternoon. So you put in this piece here, and I'll just kind of have you take us through it, where you said that veteran police officers are voting with their feet. They are leaving in droves, and the profession is in trouble. Can you talk about a little bit what you mean by that?
Well, I'm looking across the state of Maryland and some of our larger police departments, Baltimore City Police Department, Baltimore County Police Department. Year to date, Baltimore City has lost 81 police officers. They are down 500 officers. So they have about 230 vacancies that are unfilled, plus another, 270 vacancies that, when you look at a patrol plan that they need in order to adequately staff the city of Baltimore. Baltimore County Police have lost around 61 police officers between now and those that are scheduled to retire by June 30th. So across the board, we're starting to see our veteran police officers basically just, take their, they're going to accept their pension, and then they're going to find either another line of work. I'm hearing rumblings of places like Montgomery County where you're seeing an influx of police officers that are applying to become firefighters so they can stay in public safety and public service. They're just leaving the profession of policing.
Okay, so now is any of this, what's happening now, is that connected to what is happening with policing in this country, as there are increased calls to either defund or demilitarize or abolish the police? Are these things connected?
So I would say the three topics that you brought up are the basis of the strong push in our legislature for police reform. And again, from the perspective of the Fraternal Order of Police, we have always been amenable to police reform, but we wanted sensible police reform. Mm-hmm. What we got in Annapolis was not reform, it was police revenge. Now, I get it. We are not tone deaf to what we see on camera and what we see locally here with situations like the Gun Trace Task Force and others, where our police officers have dishonored the badge and violated members of our community. Traditionally, organizations didn't accept that. Well, we accept that, and we need to find ways to do better. However, what we've seen in the state of Maryland was a heavy push to get revenge on police, and now it has cost us where some of our most seasoned people are just deciding to leave, and we don't have a line of people to backfill those positions because we've made the profession so unattractive that our young people and college students and people who need a job will not go to apply. So we are in trouble, and we're seeing a social experiment going on in real time in cities like Baltimore and across the country. You know, we're starting to see, you know, on average, when did it become acceptable to have 6 to 10 shootings per day with 3 to 5 people being murdered? It is lawlessness.
Right. Now, I put that on tape, the law on this, but at the same time, we're also seeing, due to body cam footage, due to people videotaping it, we're also seeing police being put on trial because of their treatment of the black community. I don't think we can discount what George Floyd, the death and the murder of George Floyd, did for a lot of black people, saying, I don't want to be a cop. Look at what's happening out here.
And I'm not discounting that, Dr. K. And, mm-hmm. and look, the criminal justice system did exactly what it was supposed to do. He was charged.
Yes.
He was convicted, and he will be sentenced to jail where he belongs.
Yes, he
We're
does.
Okay with that. That's what, you know, but to now say that the police use of force, if a police officer violates the use of force policy, which is now a statewide policy, mm-hmm. will be next year, a statewide policy, he could, at the minimum, lose his certification as a police officer, so therefore he's unable to be unemployed. And at worst, he could be jailed for up to 10 years. So that is a part of policy where we now have policies that will send police officers to jail for infractions that occur on the job. Instead of just following what we traditionally have had is the criminal justice system, if there's an allegation, have it investigated, send it to the grand jury. If there's charges to be filed, indict, take them to trial, and if they're found guilty, give them the appropriate discipline. You know, so that's what we're seeing, and it's not an attractive thing for people. Generationally, you know, we would see people attracted to the profession, but we just don't have that now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sergeant Clyde Boatwright. We're going to continue to follow this and have you back as we watch what is happening with the field. As you said, the field, the profession itself is in trouble. We definitely want to keep our eye on this. We thank you for your time, sir.
No, thank you for having me, and I look forward to being on anytime you have me.
Actually, thank you so much.